Take your holy book and turn to Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 65. Isaiah 65, verse number 17. The Bible says, "For behold, I create new heavens and new earth, and the former shall not be remembered nor come into mind. But be ye glad and rejoice forever in that which I create. For behold, I create Jerusalem a rejoicing, and her people a joy. And I will rejoice in Jerusalem and joy in my people. And the voice of weeping shall be no more heard in her, nor the voice of crying." What a blessing. He said, "There shall be no more thence an infant of days, nor an old man that hath not filled his days. For the child shall die 100 years old, but the sinner being 100 years old shall be accursed. And they shall build houses and inhabit them. And they shall plant vineyards and eat the fruit of them. And they shall not build and another inhabit. And shall not plant and another eat. For as the days of the tree are the days of my people, and mine elect shall long enjoy the work of their hands. They shall not labor in vain nor bring forth for trouble. For they are the seed of the blessed of the Lord, and their offspring with them. And it shall come to pass that therefore, but before that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. The wolf and lamb shall feed together, and the lion shall eat straw like the bullock. And dust shall be the serpent's meat, and they shall not hurt nor destroy. In all my holy mountain, saith the Lord." As we look at this tonight, and I want to preach just a minute, if God will help our heart, on when God makes things new. Amen? When God makes things new. Now here he's talking about creating a new heaven and a new earth, praise God, and he does that for his glory. Now if you'll go over one more chapter in Isaiah chapter 66 and verse 22, it says, "For as the new heavens and the new earth, which I will make, shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain." You talk about a promise that God gives us, amen. He said, just as sure as that he's going to make and make new and renewed, praise the Lord, he's going to put us in a place where we can be that same newness. God's going to manifest himself to us in such a way that we'll recognize who he is and we'll be living under the envelope of his power throughout eternity. I don't know about you, but that's enough to make a Cobab shout. I pray God, let's realize that one day in a little while that we'll outstrip this old world that we live in. Amen. We know that things are coming about and it's all been prophesied. It's all been told. It ain't like it's taken us by surprise. We know exactly who God is and what he said, and we should begin to learn how we have a part in all that. Amen. And it's a wonderful part, praise God. It's a spiritual thing, but it's a real thing that we are able to see. So when God begins to make things new, praise God, it's the conditions of heaven and earth, praise God, that we're seeing. The condition of heaven and earth, the Bible, it's not real explicit. It doesn't say a whole lot about the eternal state. You know what it's going to be like when all this comes to pass. Amen. We don't have all the details. The Word of God doesn't give us every little aspect of it so we can know. But he gives us enough of his Word and to our intellect so that we can have a blessed hope. And that's all we need. Amen. We have a blessed hope in Lord Jesus Christ. He puts it out there for, praise God. It doesn't give us the total eternal state, but he puts it out there where we can understand it. Amen. And what it does, but what it does say to us, praise God, what record it does give, it's an exciting record. Amen. What we do know, what we do have, praise God, it's exciting. I don't know about you, it's exciting to me. Amen. It makes a difference, praise God. And the characteristics of it is what is there, and the best part of it is what is not going to be there. Amen. When this thing's all played out, praise God, that's going to be there and what's not going to be there. You know, Pastor, what's going to be there, praise God? Well, he tells us that there's going to be a holy city, New Jerusalem. Amen. Praise God. He's going to have that. And it is New Jerusalem, holy city, New Jerusalem. He said that's going to be there. We have that on the assurance of God. Amen. He tells us in Revelation chapter 21, we've read that several times in your hearing. He said, I saw a new heaven, a new earth, verse number 1. And the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. Amen. So he said, that's what we do see. One of the characteristics that we have that God shows us is that holy city, New Jerusalem. That place, praise God, where God's people will be congregated together when it's all said and done. Amen. It's a place prepared. Ain't that what Jesus said? He said, I go to prepare a place for you. John chapter 14, verse number 3. He said, if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. So he's congregating us together. Like we said this morning, God's a calling us unto himself. God, if you don't understand, priest, listen to me. God's constantly calling people to himself. And he's calling lost people. Amen. He's not a respecter of persons. He's calling every one of us unto himself. Amen. And he's doing it on purpose. It's not an accident. God's calling us to himself, praise God, because he's prepared a place for us. How disappointing would it be for you if you took one of your young'uns and you prepared a magnificent place for them right next to you where they could abide with you, and they never desired it, and they never showed up to abide there? Well, you'd break a father's heart. Amen. That's why God is so persuasive in his word. He wants us to inherit the promise that he's made to us. Praise the Lord. I don't know about you, that just gets bigger and better every day. I guess it's because we're getting closer to home than we used to be. Amen. Getting close to that crossing over point. And we're looking for the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, praise God. And we're looking for that glorious city. You say, what's so special about that city? Well, in Revelation chapter 21, look what it says in verse number 3. It said, I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, a tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. So not only we're going to have a glorious holy city, that New Jerusalem, but we're going to have God himself, I pray, dwelling among his people. Think about it. God himself dwelling among his people. His presence is going to be surreal. Amen. It's going to be right there. It's going to be something that will be constant. I get excited sometimes in the Lord. Amen. Sometimes the Holy Spirit just gets to moving on me. Boy, and I get so excited thinking about what's ahead, thinking about how much he loves me, how much he cares for me, how much he wants for me. Amen. But can you imagine, praise God, Brother Bobby, feeling like you're going to be overloaded, just feeling plumb full all the time in the very presence of God. Just think about your very best day at church. The very best day that you've ever had at church. You know when the Holy Spirit moves in and people get excited, Brother Charles, they start praising God and they work. I mean, we start worshiping. We start thanking him, praising, because he is a great big good God. Amen. We get so excited, we get to can't help it, so we don't care. We just start praising, worshiping God. The greatest day you could ever imagine. And then multiply that by 100,000 times. That's why we got to have that glorified body. These couldn't stand it. Amen. I see Brother Junior sometime back there, boy, he gets to can't help it. Praise the Lord. He gets excited, praise God. He gets to thinking about how good God's been to him, and he has been good. Amen. Every one of us. Praise of God. But he said that God is going to, he's going to tabernacle with men. Hey, we're not going to be needing this building, praise God, because we're going to be in the presence of God Almighty. Praise the Lord. That's enough to make a cold Baptist shout. Praise God. If we'd ever begin to think about where God brought us from, where he's taking us to, how he's calling us unto himself. I can't say that enough. He's calling us unto himself. He's pleading with us just to continually come to him. And then like Brother Enoch, one day Enoch was walking with God, and praise God, and the Bible said that he was not, because God took him. Amen. He said that when men begin to call upon God again. Amen. See, there was a time when people quit calling on God. Can you imagine that? We're living in a day and era now, people's quit calling on God. We've come to a place, we've been so blessed of God that we think we are gods. Amen. We are an island to ourselves that we don't need nothing. I'm telling you, young, we need the Lord Jesus Christ more than we've ever needed Him before. We need His power, praise God. We need His goodness. Amen. We need His presence with us every day in every way. Amen. Every day in every way. And He said He would one day. He said He's going to take us to a place and we're going to be His people. And He is going to be our God. See, there's coming a day when there's not going to be no interference from an outside world. We're going to come into the presence of God where He's going to be the main event. Amen. Where He's going to be it, praise God, and nothing else will matter. Amen. I'm talking about when we get to that point, it's going to be the greatest thing, greatest experience. Somebody told me a while back, so preacher, won't it get boring up there just praising God all the time? It won't be boring, praise God, when you can feel it. Amen. Now, I know we don't run on feelings, but praise God, I tell you what, when you get over yonder, you're going to feel it. Amen. You're going to, every aspect of it is going to be so real. Because you're going to be in the literal presence of God Almighty and the Lamb, Lord Jesus Christ. Praise His name. Amen. And you won't be able to look at it. And you get down and say, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. And you look up again and there He is. And they'll go, oh, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. And praise God. And you'll never get over that. That's why the seraphim are flying about and praise God. They're saying, holy, holy, holy. They can't help it. Every time they look around them, they see the holiness of God. And they just have to proclaim it because there it is. Amen. Boy, if we ever realize how good God is, we realize how magnificent God is. So we see the holy city, New Jerusalem. We see God in His presence. But we also see the righteousness of God. Flip back over the 2 Peter chapter number 3. 2 Peter chapter number 3. Peter had talked about the same things that we read in your hearing. 2 Peter chapter number 3 and verse number 10. He said, but the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, into which the heavens shall melt away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with a fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Watch this. He said, nevertheless, we, according to His promise, look for new heavens and a new earth. What are you looking for? I'm looking for new heavens. I'm looking for a new earth. Praise God. Wherein dwelleth what? Righteousness. Amen. Can you imagine an earth, praise God, that's full of the righteousness of God? Praise His holy name. It's coming. So we see the holy city, we see God Almighty, see His presence, Him dwelling with His people, and we see the righteousness, God, praise God, just all over us, living in a state where everything's right and there's nothing wrong. Can you imagine such a place? Can you imagine such a time? Can you imagine such an aspect of living in a place of righteousness? A righteousness, not ours, but a righteousness according to God Almighty that He offers to me and you, to us who believe. Praise God. So we see those things that this is what it will be there. Praise God. In that glorious place. Those things that we'll be able to behold in the presence of God Almighty. When God makes it all new, old things will pass away. He said, behold, all things shall be new. Amen. Praise God. So we'll see all these things. We'll see what's there. Now what about the things that will not be there? That won't be there. Revelation chapter 21. He tells us about those things that won't be there. Revelation chapter 21, verse number 1. He said, I saw a new heaven and a new earth, and for the first heavens and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. Amen? He said, there'll not be no sea there. You say, preacher, how come in that new heaven, that new earth, there won't be no sea? Because they said the earth was the sea is an element of unrest. There's not going to be an element of unrest, praise God, in God's new creation. God never intended for it to be a place of unrest. Unrest came when men sinned against God. When we were disobedient, that's where sin comes in. That's when you can't get no peace or happiness, joy, and you have unrest in your soul because you're in disobedience to God. But he said there's coming a place where there won't be no disobedience, praise God, where there won't be no element of unrest. Amen. There'll be no... The sea is an element of destruction. Amen. When we get to heaven, there won't be an element of destruction in heaven. There'll not be an element of destruction, praise God, when we get there. When God makes things new, there's no more destruction. Amen. We'll not have to have any more tornadoes or earthquakes or hurricanes and things that would destroy. Amen. We'll be, all the sea will be gone, all the things that will tear up and tear down. Now see, the sea is that is death and destruction, but it's also a divider. The sea divides the nations. Amen. The sea divides the churches. But he said when there's no more sea, he said that's going to be taken out of the way. There'll be no more division. Won't that be something? Amen. Can you imagine a church with no division? Glory, hallelujah, boy, you'd see a happy preacher. You'd see a happy congregation. You'd see happy attitude. And you'd see a happy God. Praise God. But he said there'd be no sea. He said those things are going to be taken away. Praise God. A place where there's a world that's deathless. Amen. That has deathless life or a life without death. Praise God. And that unbroken peace that God gives, that he offers us here. He said because of that, he said there'll be no more sea. There'll be nothing, praise God, that'll destroy and tear up and tear down. That'll cause all that unrest. Because God said He's offered us perfect peace. Perfect harmony. See, that's what His objective is. To give us peace and harmony in the house of God, in the people of God, in the things of God. Praise His name. Amen. When God makes all things new, there'll be no sea. Amen. He said there'd be no death. Look at Revelation chapter 4. Amen. He said there'd be no death. He said there shall be no more death. Amen. There's going to be no death. There's going to be no dying. Praise God. When God makes everything new, death is going to be a thing of the past. It's just, hey, you're not going to have to worry about death. You're not going to have to worry about it overtaking. You're not going to have to be worried about getting caught up in an accident. You're not going to have to worry about, praise God, your heart blowing up here, or you having an aneurysm, or something taking place in your body, praise God, that'll cause you to fail. He said, because when God Almighty, praise God, in God's new heaven and new earth, praise God, he said, when God makes things new, it's going to be a place of perfection, and there's no death in perfection. Amen. Death, praise God, and dying is going to be gone. Praise the Lord. Not only will there be no more sea, there'll be no more death, but he said there'll be no more sorrow. He said there should be no more death, neither sorrow. You say, preacher, I just don't know about that because, we get up there and we may be sorry. We get to thinking about, you know, what it used to be and about this and that and other, and it might just cause us to be sorrowful. Praise God, listen, when we get there, God's going to wipe away all things and make all things new. Praise God, there'll not be no sorrow up there. There'll be nothing to sorrow about. We're going to be a place of perfect peace and harmony in the presence of a loving God. Whew. Glory! We're going to be in the presence of love, and the sorrow's gone. There'll be nothing to worry about. Amen? We worry about now what we're going to have, what we're going to eat, what we're going to put food on our table. Pray God, he said, seek you first kingdom of his righteousness. He said, I'll take care of that. If he'll take care of that here on this side, just imagine what he's going to do on the other side. Praise the Lord. He's just going to overload us with His benefits. Amen. See, that's what God has in store for you and I, praise God, when we get on the other side. Amen. He's got the promise, the exceeding great precious promise, and the benefits. It's kind of like a wonderful, magnificent retirement program. You know, we work and strive here, you know, put in our 401ks and try to have enough out to make it through. You know, to get us through to our expiration date. Amen. But God says, hey, He said, I've got a policy that I'm laying out for you that goes beyond your expiration date. Matter of fact, it will begin when you expire here. Praise God, it'll start over there. Praise God. He said, you won't have nothing to worry about. Amen. You'll not have nothing to worry about. God says He's going to make all they do, and He's going to take care of me and you. So not have no sorrow in there. Then verse number 4 said there'd be no more crying. Amen. He said, neither sorrow nor crying. Amen. So why the preacher, now you don't think there'll be any crying overnight? We won't be sad maybe because somebody that got left behind or something. No, praise God, that all gonna be new. And said there won't be no need for sorrow. And if there's no sorrow there, there'll not be no reason to cry. Amen. Praise the Lord. If there's any tears shed over there, there'll be tears of joy. Amen. There'll be tears of rejoicing and praising God and giving Him. They'll be so excited. Amen. I don't believe we'll need no tears over there. See, we're going to have a body that we'll be able to relate to Christ. We'll be able to relate to our Savior. We'll be able to relate to the place that we... You know why we fear death so much? We don't know about it. You fear things that you don't understand. We fear things that we can't comprehend in our minds. We fear things that we can't reach and get a hold of. But He said, praise God, when we get to this point in our life, when God makes all things new, we'll be in a state in our life, praise God, there'll be no sorrow and there'll be no need for any crying. There'll be no need for any tears, praise God. Amen? We'll be rejoicing. Why? Because He said also that, and neither shall there be any more pain. There won't be no pain there. I don't know about you, I get more aches and pains every day. Amen? You get up and you got you say, man, I got an ache I never had before. Amen. You understand what I'm saying? But he said, when you get over there, he said, there's not going to be no more pain in heaven. There's not going to be no sorrow. There's no more crying. There's no more pain. There's no more anguish. There's nothing, praise God, to hurt us over there. Amen. In the presence of Holy God. When God makes all things new, the pain will be taken away. Ain't you glad it's that way? God designed it that way, praise God. So when we know Him and the power of His resurrection, we have the blessed hope, praise God, that one day in just a little while, we're going to leave out of this place, and all these things that so easily beset us is going to be left behind. Amen? So there's not going to be no pain. You say, well, preachers, when the darkness comes over you, by the way, He said, there's not going to be no night. There's not going to be no darkness come over you, overshadow you when you get there. Praise God. In Revelation chapter 22, verse number 5. Look what He says. He said, there shall be no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun. For the Lord God giveth them light, and they shall reign forever and ever. Amen. He said, there's not going to be no darkness over there. For all those that are afraid of the dark, I used to be one of those, but I got over it. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, when I was a kid, I was scared to death of the dark. When it got dark 30, I wanted to be at my house, inside. Amen. Other kids want to play outside in the dark. I didn't want to play outside in the dark. I was going in the house when it got dark. I'm glad God got a hold of my heart, and I'm not afraid of the dark no more. Somebody said the other day, so, preacher, I just don't like a cemetery. Cemeteries are spooky. I said, praise God, hey, them people are peaceful. You don't have to worry about it. Them people won't hurt you. Them people won't harm you. Them peaceable people. Amen. But He said that when you get there, He said, there'll be no darkness. Praise God. There'll be no darkness. If you look back over chapter 21, verse 25, He says this, He said, and the gates of that city shall not be shut at all by day, for there shall be no night there. So how are you going to get out of the darkness, preacher? Because I'm going to be in a place where there ain't no darkness. There's no night. Nightness won't come upon us. You won't have to worry. Say, I've got to hurry and get all I can done before it gets dark. But Junior, we're going to work ourselves to death, brother. Amen. Miss Geraldine, she'll have, praise God. All I can say is just get out of the way. Amen. People that like to work, people that like to lay hands on things. When you have a day that's never ending, you just keep going and going and going. Praise God. You never get tired. You never get wore out. Amen. And you don't have to worry about it getting dark. You don't have to ever think again, well, if I could just get one more thing, Lord, before it gets dark. Amen. He's coming today for God's people who love Him and trust Him. Praise God. We'll never have to worry about running out of time. Amen. I'm telling you what, we ought to be the shoutingest people. We ought to shout our shoe soles off. Praise God. Run and shout, cry and praise God's name, because there'll be no night in that place. Amen. But the other thing that the Lord says, He said there won't be no night. He said there also won't be no sun or moon. Amen. In Revelation chapter 21, 23, look what He says. And the city had no need of the sun, neither of the moon to shine in it. For the glory of God did lighten it, and the Lamb is the light thereof. You ever get to thinking you need just a little bit of light over in that place, all you got to do is look to the Lamb. Amen? Ain't that amazing how that kind of carries over from here unto yonder? When you need a little something, you need a little light from praise God, from His glory, all you got to do is look to the Lamb. He said, there'll be no moon there. Don't be no need for the moon. There'll be no need for the sun. Amen. That sun's there to keep us warm and make things grow. Amen. The moon's there, praise God. It causes the tides to move in and out. I was talking to somebody earlier. I was asking my doctor, I said, why is it when you get a cold and sinus stuff that at night it's always, well, even at night it's always worse? He said, well, that's easy. So I don't even need a doctor. He said, it's because of the pull of the moon. He said, just like the moon pulls the tide in and takes the tide out, it affects our bodies the same way. I said, wow. It's like God knew what He was doing. And then you go to sleep at night and take your rest, praise God. He'd pull that junk out of you at night, and the next morning, you ever notice, in the morning you always seem to feel better. That's God's design. Praise the Lord. He said, hey, but He said, there's coming time when we're going to be His present. We won't need all that because we'll be with Him and be like Him. We'll be a state of perfection. Praise God, like we've never been in before. Amen. But He said, not only would it not be the sun and the moon there, but He said, there'd be no temple. The temple will be gone. Revelation chapter 21, verse 22. He said, I saw no temple therein. That would almost bring sadness for a minute if you didn't read the rest of the verse. He said, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. Amen. He said, that's where the place of worship's going to be. He said, in the presence of God, in the presence of the Lamb, He said, there'll be no need for a temple. Praise God, He said, we'll come to Him. God Himself will be the temple. Praise God, where we worship. Amen. There's no searching. Why? That glory, when I get over there, there'll be no searching and looking to try to find God, Brother Jeff. Amen. Can you think about that? Now we have to try to stay hooked up and locate and know where God is in our lives and our situations. But praise God, He said, when we get there, praise God, hey, there'll be no temple, praise God. He said, God Almighty Himself will be that temple. Amen. We're not going to have to search for Him and look for Him, praise God, because there He is every minute of the day that we're going to live in. I didn't say days, every minute of the day that we're going to live in, because it's going to be one long endless day. Praise the Lord. Never get tired, never get weary, never get wore out. Praise God. Manifest, praise God, in the glory. In the glory of what? In the glory of His new creation when He makes everything new. Amen. When He makes everything new, including me and you, we're going to be made new, like unto Himself. He said the curse is going to be taken away. Revelation chapter 22 and verse number 3. And there shall be no more curse, but the throne of God and of the Lamb shall be in it, and His servants shall serve Him. Amen. We're going to do what's pleasing to God, so there won't be no need to curse. The curse is because of disobedience. There's not going to be no disobedience over there. Praise God. There's going to be a perfect submission. There's going to be a perfect servitude when we get to heaven. And that curse is going to be, when God makes all things new, the curse is going to be gone. Well, I just hope you maybe let us plant a little garden up there. Don't ever have no weeds in it. Wouldn't that be a blessing? Nothing that would cause things to go awry. Praise God. It won't cause you sweet taters, praise God, to grow up green with no tater. Praise the Lord. That's a story. Glory to God. Amen. Because He said one day it's going to be in a perfect place, a perfect situation, a perfect attitude. But now notice this, and I'm done. He said, not only is there going to be no curse, but He said there's not going to be no sin. There's not going to be no sin in that place. Revelation 21, verse number 8. Revelation 21 and 8. He said, but the fearful and the unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Amen. He said, none of that stuff that would so easily beset us now is going to be there. Amen. But He says in Revelation chapter 21 and verse 27, He said, shall in no wise enter into it anything that defileth, neither whatsoever worketh abomination or maketh a lie, but they which are written in the Lamb's book of life. Those are the ones that's going to be there, praise God. In other words, heaven's going to be free of any pollution. People that's environmental friendly people that don't think we've got to save our planet. Amen. Don't worry about saving the planet. God will take care of that. Because He's preparing a place for us where there's no pollution. Amen. There's no more sin. There's no more curse. Praise God. We'll be in a sinless state in the presence of the Holy God. Away from any harm and any pollution. Praise the Lord. You know, they say if our forefathers could come back now, that ones that died like 100, 125 years ago, that in the world that we live, they could not even breathe the air that we breathe today because it's so polluted. Amen? But I wonder about that because science, if you go with the science says that the trees and the things, they live off of carbon monoxide. Trees, vegetation, takes in carbon monoxide and it gives off oxygen. Amen? So we're putting off our pollutants, let's say, is carbon monoxide. Doesn't it almost make sense that, praise God, the way God's got this rigged up, that God can take that in and give out air to breathe? Amen? If He didn't, praise God, we'd already been stiffened out. But praise God, I'm glad that God loves us enough and that He's making all things new. One day it'll all be new. Amen. Are you ready for a new world in a new way? Are you ready for a God, an awesome God who's going to be in our presence? He's going to be, praise God, with us where we are. And He's going to methodically take these things away. Get them out of our way. Amen. Praise God. He said, and God shall, 21 verse 4 said, God shall wipe all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, nor sorrow, nor crying, neither shall be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Now that's in the past tense. In other words, what God the Holy Spirit is telling us here, that this is a done deal. You can run it down to the bank, praise God. You can cash in because it's truth. And God is going to make it happen. Why? Because He said He would. And we get to be partakers in that. Praise the Lord. When God makes all things new, that's including me and you. Amen? He's going to take the mortal and make us immortal. He's going to take the corrupt and make us incorrupt. And He's going to call us out of here. Come away, my beloved, my fair one, and we're going to depart out of this world and go to be with Him where He is. And the Bible says, so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. Glory. Hallelujah. What a blessing. That is the hope that we have in Christ Jesus the Lord today. Amen. When God makes all things new, we'll be included in that task. Amen.